And please turn with me in your New King James Bibles to Psalm 119. We'll be reading responsively from verses 81 through 88, that section in which every single one of the verses starts with the letter Kaf. It's the Hebrew equivalent to our letter K. Psalm 119, verses 81 through 88. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. For I have become like a wineskin in smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. Proud have dug pits for me, which is not according to your law. They almost made an end of me on earth, but I did not forsake your precepts. One of the wonderful things, but one, about the Psalms is that God has not only made them for perfect worship, but He has made them for our perfect use. These really and truly get to the human condition and in an honest way. I grew up a hymn singer. Not exclusively hymns. Actually, I grew up in a congregation of the PCUSA. Well, we were combined PCUSA and PCUS, Northern and Southern Presbyterian, that sang a fair number of psalms from the old red hymn book from 1957. But what strikes me, maybe you who have grown up not singing hymns don't quite see the contrast, but one of the things that strikes me is there are very few hymns that talk about difficulty, that express difficulty, and express hard times and afflictions. They're mostly bouncy, bouncy, upbeat, that sort of thing. At least the more modern sorts of ones. The gospel songs that date from like 1850 to about 1950, or a lot of the so-called praise choruses and such, which maybe use scripture, but, they don't go into any depth. This portion of Psalm 119 may have been written by the psalmist in a time of deep affliction. At the very least, it was written as the psalmist, David, who knows, was moved by the Holy Spirit to have a portion of this psalm that speaks of the fact that God's word is useful. God's word is a blessing to the believer in the midst of deep and wide and overwhelming affliction. Now, we've just read all this. And perhaps some of our hearers on the internet are reading this right now, or have read it, or will read it. But the psalmist here is in great affliction. He speaks of his soul fainting for salvation, his eyes failing. He's become like a wineskin in smoke. He's wondering if he has many days left. People are persecuting him. The proud have dug pits for him. He's being persecuted wrongfully. In fact, they almost made an end of him on the earth. Now, that's pretty deep affliction. Pretty great difficulty. Perhaps the psalmist was going through this. Perhaps he had been through such situations. However it was, what we have written here is applicable for us. For it's guaranteed, friends, you and I will go through difficult situations. We probably, unless you're a really little kid, we've already gone through difficult situations. In fact, coming into this world from the mother's womb is a traumatic experience. There's difficulty and affliction all about us. How we need God's Word. In the midst of nearly fainting for salvation, the psalmist hopes in God's Word. His eyes fail from searching God's Word, saying, "When will you comfort me?" Because he knows where to find that comfort. Though he's become like a wineskin in the smoke, he doesn't forget God's statutes. When he wonders about the days, and when he wonders about when he shall see justice done, when he considers about the proud digging pits, why, he turns to God's law. He sees that all of God's commandments are faithful. And though these people persecute him wrongfully, he knows who to go to. He calls out to God to help him. He would not forsake God's precepts, even though they almost made an end of him. And he's looking to be revived according to God's loving kindness, his grace, his mercy, in order that he may keep the testimony of God's mouth. Now, how can we, who are vile, disgusting, polluted sinners, and that's what the psalmist was by nature, that's what we are by nature, how can we expect any hope of this sort? For after all, as sinners, as transgressors against the holy God, don't we really deserve everything we get? In fact, don't we get a lot less than really we deserve? How can we call out for any relief? How can we expect any relief? How can we have the barest hope for any relief? Again, isn't this what is justly ours? But we read here in our New King James Version, anyway, of God's loving kindness. There's a reason why we have an expectation of hope. It is because the feelings, the thoughts of the hearts, the heart of the psalmist here, were found in Jesus Christ at the cross. Are not these heart feelings expressive of what Jesus went through there at the cross? It is because he, the living Word, lived perfectly to earn righteousness for his people, because he died atoningly to pay off the debt of his people's sin, and rose victoriously, having paid to the uttermost the justice of God, that we have hope. For he continued to look to his God in the midst of his great affliction. Though they almost put an end to him on the earth, he did not stop looking. He did not forsake God's precepts. He went to the cross, we read, despising the shame for the joy set before him, the joy of his resurrection, spoken of there or alluded to anyway in anticipation in verse 88, revive me. And that's what it means. The word revive, it means to make alive again. It is because Jesus has endured all, savingly, atoningly, that we have not merely a vague hope, not merely a kind of, tentative sort of expectation. No, we have a firm hope, a firm expectation that God, the Word incarnate, will save us and deliver us, for he already has, from our greatest affliction, that of our sin. And we find the ground of our hope, the Lord Jesus, spoken of in the written Word, of which Psalm 119, verses 81 through 88 is a part. We find our hope there, the great and precious promises that the Apostle Peter speaks of. So let us take heart when, not if, we have these great afflictions. And let us go to the source of hope, to Jesus, through His Word. And there we shall find comfort, there we shall find deliverance. And even though we fear we are at the very edge of death itself, God will bring us through and revive us. For as He brought Jesus from the dead, so have we been given eternal life. Well, let's sing now from Psalm 119, Kaf. And in God's providence, it so worked out that this is also 119 K in our metrical version. For some of you who grew up singing hymns, you may recognize the tune. I was telling somebody or another, maybe it was Wednesday night at prayer meeting, that the tune is the same as a Christmas carol I grew up with called Brightest and Best of the Sons of the Morning. But, that's just the words of man, even though they're touching and interesting and such. This is the Word of God. Psalm 119K.